the record of past 30 years. An estimate suggests that over 33 million people are affected by the tragedy. The future of those who are displaced are in limbo, as nobody knows how and where they will rebuild their lives. Nasir Kazmi, Nushera district of northwestern Pakistan.
Afghan women have been struggling for their rights under the Taliban rule. Recently, they have launched this cultural spot under the name of Women's Library. There are more than 2,000 books in this library. Women and girls can borrow books or enjoy reading them here. Meanwhile, the founders of the library say this place offers plenty more than just books.
Our aim for setting up this library is to provide teenage girls with a place to study, communicate, and receive an education. Our second goal is to provide a cultural spot for those women who have lost their jobs and have nothing to do. You know that today many Afghan women are literate and don't accept forced isolation at their homes.
Mitra Kakar, a student of 11th grade, was banned from attending her school when the Taliban took power in Afghanistan in August last year. She visits such places to study books, practice drawing, and hang out with friends.
It has been almost a year since we were left out of school. When the Taliban came to power, we were told not to attend our classes. Since then, I have been going through tough times, but I never quit receiving my education. I got an English class and started learning drawings. I also love books and libraries like this. I just hope our school reopens and I can make it to the university. I want to study fine arts.
This place is also becoming a stage for women to speak out. One of the women rights activists here told us that the Afghan women are facing a rollback on their rights since the Taliban's return to power.
If we look through history, Afghanistan has had many prominent, creative, and leading women in different arenas. But since we live under the Taliban rule, it looks like this chain is unfortunately being broken, with women being sidelined or disappearing from active social life. We will keep raising our voices and defend our rights. Neither Islam nor Afghan culture has barred women from getting an education or going to work.
Afghan women rights activists also call on the global community to take serious and practical steps for women rights in Afghanistan. They say that merely condemnations can't relieve their pain, but the international community needs to come forward to press the Taliban to change their stance and uphold the rights of women and girls. Rahmatullah Baghban, Kabul.
Rights groups have condemned the death of a 6-year-old Palestinian boy, Farouk Abu Najah, who died last week in Gaza after Israel denied him an exit permit to travel to Al-Quds for urgent medical care. 4 patients, including 3 children, have died so far this year because of the inhumane Israeli practice. Getting an Israeli permit to access the health care needed outside the impoverished territory can be a stressful and unpredictable process.
Israel is fully responsible for the death of the child according to the 4th Geneva Convention. This case is yet another example of Israel's continuous violation of international humanitarian law and human rights law. Denying access to necessary medical care for a child is unwarranted and grave.
We met with the family of Farouk Abu Najah in the southern Gaza Strip, town of Khan Yunis.
When Farouk was born, he was a healthy child, but at the age of 3, he started showing signs of sickness and weakness. His health started to deteriorate, and he was diagnosed with cerebral atrophy. Doctors in Gaza referred him to a hospital in Al-Quds. We applied for an Israeli permit twice, but we were told that his care is under security review. Israel killed my son. Farouk died Wednesday night while waiting for the permit.
Over 1,000 Palestinian patients have lost their lives in the Gaza Strip since 2007. The large number of deaths highlights the lethal impact of Israel's crippling blockade on nearly 2 million Palestinians living in the coastal enclave.
The crippling Israeli blockade and the arbitrary restriction have battered the health sector in Gaza. Hospitals suffer from acute shortage of essential drugs and medical devices and insufficient number of specialized health professionals. Local hospitals are unable to treat many serious diseases and so raising the number of patients referred for treatment abroad.
Hospitals in the Gaza Strip lack many essential drugs they need to treat patients suffering from severe illnesses. Under the current circumstances, the health condition of many patients is likely to further deteriorate.
The Israeli blockade has had a devastating impact on the health and the well-being of people in the Gaza Strip since 2007. Hundreds of Palestinian patients have already lost their lives in recent years in the besieged enclave due to the Israeli regime's inhumane practices. Ashraf Shanan, Gaza.
You're listening to Hosseiniya from IRIB English Radio by Sayyid Abbas Razavian. Labbaik Ya Hussein.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alayka Ya Aba Abdullah. I send my deep condolences to you, dear brothers and sisters, for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions and his family. Welcome to the program Hosseiniya. It is the month of Muharram. It is a time for us to connect with Imam Hussein, to think about his martyrdom, to think about what happened in Karbala, and for us to benefit and reap the benefits and imply these lessons that we learn from Karbala in our own lives. We talked about the benefits of Ziyarat Ashura. It is one of the great gifts from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam to us. When we look at Ziyarat Ashura, one of the lines in the Ziyarat we read, Ya Aba Abdullah, we address Imam Hussein and say, Laqad Azumat al-Raziyya. Imam Hussein, surely the tribulation is great. What you suffered on the day of Ashura, what happened in Karbala was truly great. It was a true great calamity that happened upon you. It was true bala. وَجَلَّتْ وَعَظُمَتْ الْمُصِيبَةُ بِكْ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى جَمِيعَ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And substantial, great is your tragedy for us and for all the people of Islam. Meaning that the bala of Imam Hussein is not only for him, that it is also great for us. This tragedy is a tragedy that we share. وَجَلَّتْ وَعَظُمَتْ مُصِيبَتُكْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ عَلَى جَمِيعَ أَهْلِ السَّمَاوَاتِ. And substantial great is your tragedy in the heavens upon the dwellers of the heavens. Therefore, the tragedy of Karbala is not only for Imam Hussein, it is for us. And it is also for the dwellers of heaven. They understand more what Imam Hussein alayhi salam went through. When we think about bala and calamity, we realize that the calamity of Imam Hussein is in such a way that we cannot truly grasp what Imam Hussein went through. Only Imam Mahdi, living right now, only the prophets, only their successors can truly see what happened to Imam Hussein. For us to understand the bala of Karbala, we first need to understand the position that the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt had. In some of the traditions we have, when he addresses Imam Ali, when he addresses Sayyidah Fatima, when the Holy Prophet is addressed, that if it wasn't for them, Allah wouldn't have created the creation. They are the purpose of creation. So we need to understand that they have a huge significance for the rest of the creation to exist. When we think about the maqam and the position of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we can give an example. It is like a person or a company that comes to mine diamonds. When they mine a diamond, they need to excavate an entire huge area, maybe acres of land. And they need to dig up and set up intense and huge facilities to be able to excavate diamonds. And some of these diamonds that come out are worth, or priceless, worth as much as, say, many treasures of the world are. So when we think about the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, we think of them as diamonds. That Allah wanted to create this universe in the same way to produce such people, such complete people, like the Prophet and Imam Ali and Sayyidina Fatima, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, that they are true treasures for us. And during this process, say, of excavation, maybe other minerals come out. Maybe other, say, us as normal human beings, we have some worth, but we're not the worth of diamonds. Therefore, for us to understand the greatness of Imam Hussein, we see that Allah wanted to create man and for mankind to produce and for a group of people that are, their value cannot be measured. And they are the Ahlul Bayt, they are the diamonds of the universe, and they are the purpose of the creation. Therefore, now imagine if a group of people, they give allegiance to Imam Hussein, they write letters to Imam Hussein, but they are the same people, they come and gather around Imam Hussein. And this great Imam that is the purpose of creation, that now people have gathered to murder him, to abuse him, to oppress him. Imagine what a great calamity this is. The entire purpose that Allah has created us is for the Prophet, is for the Ahlul Bayt, and people are gathering around to attack them. Therefore, this calamity is the worst calamity.
Standing here alone on a land so far from home, a place where angels cry, while innocent children die. Hussein has said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They come there to watch him leave. They cry out, Hussein, ya Hussein.
We were talking about bala, which means calamity, tribulation. And we're talking about that the core of Ashura is bala. And that's what the word Karbala has, bala in it, meaning that it is calamity, it is tribulation, it is misfortune. The first step of Ashura was taken by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And for us to reach a very high station by reciting Ziyarat Ashura, we need to know that the first step is understanding bala. And that is the step that Imam Hussein alayhi salam took. He coped with and dealt with the bala. He was the one that had patience in such tests and tribulations. As you know, brothers and sisters, bala and misfortunes are something that actually increases in rank. When you think of one of the greatest actions that the Ahlul Bayt did, you can think of Karbala, because it is a place where Imam Hussein alayhi salam is being tested, and he's being shown that, is he going to choose Allah, or is he going to choose others than Allah? So with this test of Imam Hussein, we understand that bala brings tarfi' for the Ahlul Bayt. It raises their ranks. Even though for us, many times misfortunes happen, bala happens to us because of our own actions. And this is what the Holy Quran says, that it happens because of our own hands. But for the Prophets and the Ahlul Bayt, bala happens for them because of tarfi'. They don't have sins, they don't have faults. So Allah wants to elevate them, raise their rank. True, even for us, besides our sins being forgiven, we can be elevated in rank with bala. It has this characteristic. When we think of the greatest test, for example, of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the greatest accomplishment, and what truly showed what Imam Ali was it his strike on the day of Khandaq that we can say was his greatest action? Was it that he slept in the place of the Holy Prophet in Laylatul Mabit, that he slept in his place when they were going to murder and attack the Holy Prophet, and he stayed in his place knowing that he would be attacked and murdered, but then they found out it was somebody else besides the Holy Prophet. When we look at the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, one of his greatest tests was that he had to be patient, was that he had to have forbearance when it came to the tragedy that happened to him after the Holy Prophet of Islam passed away. That they took him and they drug him, dragged him on the streets and tied his hands up, and that they martyred his dear wife, Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha. This was the test of Imam Ali. And this was the greatest test of Imam Ali. The test of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was Karbala. And this was an action that was not only limited to Imam Hussein. It is an action that the Holy Prophet of Islam prepared. Imam Ali prepared, Lady Fatima prepared, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, they all prepared. And that this is connected to Imam Mahdi. So this is a movement of all the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. When we think of Ashura, we should not only limit it to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Therefore, this is the bala and the calamity of Sayyid al-Shuhada of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this is one of the best ways that Allah can show how one of his dear and sincere servants can sacrifice everything that he has for Allah and to show his purity and show his forbearance and show his angels. It's very interesting, when Adam was created, the angels were wondering, why have you created such a person that he's going to spill blood? They were complaining. But then when you look at Ziyarat Nahiyah, it says that the same angels, the angels were amazed by the patience of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein amazed the angels about how much patience can he have, how much can he sacrifice for Allah, and at the same time deal with this bala, and also thank Allah for it, that Allah is giving him this test and raising his rank. So inshallah, this Muharram, we can understand that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the center of Ziyarat Ashura, the center of Ashura is bala. And this was the great test of Imam Hussein, the great affliction of Imam Hussein. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahl bayti tayyibin at-tahirin. Salawat.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com ESLAM.com/EM.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
Welcome back again, respected brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. Let's inshallah continue reciting Surah Al-Baqarah from the very first ayah. Actually, we recited the first two ayahs, but we will continue inshallah. And once again, we'll recite this ayah. The thing that we will focus on is to practice the rules of tajweed with these lessons, okay? With this ayat of the Quran, Kareem. So, Brother Ali Nasir, Fawad, and Hussein Musa, ready, inshallah, to go and recite the surah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألف لام ميم.
ألف لام ميم.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
هدى للمتقين.
هدى للمتقين.
هدى تنوين فتحة, right? That ي is ألف مقصورة.
Yes.
So هدى, if you stop it becomes هدى.
So here للمتقين is again إدغام مثلين.
Yeah, لل إدغام مثلين, but
because of تشديد.
Yeah, but تنوين of هدى, هدى with لام
إدغام.
إدغام.
Hudal.
Idgham with gunna or without gunna?
Without.
With gunna.
Without.
It is lam, yes?
Without.
Yamun.
Without gunna. Lam and ra.
Yes.
Yamun.
Lam and
ra.
Okay. Hudal lil muttaqin. Hudal lil muttaqin, simply. Just move on. Okay. Next one.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
أحسن. we have like waw maddi here, we have yai maddi, we have yes, alif maddi we have. So where is the yai maddi here? Al
yuqimuna
yai maddi, the yai maddi, or yamad yu'minu waw mad, right?
Yes.
Bil ghaibi. What is this ya? Ghaib. Ghaib. What type of mad is it?
Ghaib.
Ghaib. Huh?
Madu tabi'i?
No. The other one.
Madalin.
Ah, madalin.
Lean. Yes, yes.
Is it? Aw, ay. We had this, yes? Aw and ay. Like, we mean, I mean, yai sakin and waw sakin before them? We have a fatha. If we have fatha plus waw sakin or yai sakin, that is madalin.
Two counts.
Bil ghaib, ghaib, ghaib. Right?
Yes.
Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. Right? E, u, a.
Yes.
This sound. E, u, a. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. Right? Next one. ويقي. Again.
ويقي.
يا إمد. Yes. مونة. وومد. صلاة. ألف مد. Right?
Yes.
ألف مد. And مما. What rule is applied here?
إدغام مثلين.
إدغام مثلين. مما. مم مشدد. Okay. We have مم مشدد. مما. Okay. Three mim we have. Me, then mim, sakin, then again mim with fatha. Mim, ma. So, mim sakin we have, plus mim, idgham mithlain. Mim, ma. For how many counts?
Two counts.
Two counts. Right, Hussein? For two counts. Wa mim, ma. Wa mim, ma. Razaq. What rule is applied here?
Qal.
Qal, qal, yes. قل قل okay ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. What rule is applied here?
ينفقون
نون ساكن
إخفاء.
Why?
Because you're hiding the sound.
Yeah, I'm hiding the sound, but why I'm hiding the sound? Nun ساكن
because
plus
it's fa after
it's fa.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
rest of the letter.
The rest of the letters.
Yes.
إخفاء fa fa. It has fa. إخفاء.
Yes.
So, ينفقون. Right?
Yes.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Okay, let's go on. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا من قبلك.
أحسن. We have two types of mad here. Two mad we have here. بما وما. So, who can tell me what is بما, the mad of بما? What type of mad is it? The names were difficult, yes?
Yes.
So, let me guide you, okay?
Fatha.
No. Let me guide you.
It was a mad that we learned. The last.
Yeah, the last.
Bima.
Is it mad wajib muttasil or mad?
Wajib.
No. Wajib munfasil?
No.
Not wajib. It was...
Ghair wajib.
Ghair
wajib. Yeah,
ghair wajib. Ghair wajib?
Munfasil.
Munfasil.
Yes.
What is it?
Bima unzila.
Is it mad wajib munfasil or mad?
Wajib munfasil, I think.
or mad jaiz munfasil?
Is it jaiz munfasil or wajib muttasil?
Jaiz munfasil.
That's right, but why?
I don't know.
Look, why. I told you when it is muttasil, it means that the mat and the hamza, they both are in the same word. The muttasil, they're connected. It means they are in the same word.
Yeah, yeah.
So the letters in one word, they are connected to one another. So hamza and mad are in the same word. But bima unzila. Look, two words we have.
Yeah.
Ma, the mad is on the first word. Ma and the hamza is the next word. Yes. Unzila. Unzila. Are they connected?
No.
They're not connected. So separated. What was separated? What was the meaning of separated? Munfasil.
Munfasil.
Yes.
Munfasil, separated. Yeah. So, munfasil means separated. Now, we understood that it is not muttasil, it is munfasil. So, when it is munfasil, and I told you, if the letter hamza and the mad are not in the same word, it is jaiz. It is not wajib to prolong it for six counts, or for four counts, five counts. Okay? So, it is jaiz. So, you could recite this way. Hussein Ruhla, recite it without stretching the sound.
بما أنزل
yeah, والذين
يؤمنون بما أنزل
أحسن والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل just ألف مات natural مات because it has an ألف والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك again وما we have مات on the top of ألف it is in this word بما Unzila again, Hamza is the next word, not the same word, okay?
Yes,
so here again we have Maddul Ja'izul
Munfasil.
Okay, yes. So this is Ja'iz Munfasil, not Wajib Muttasil. So you could recite this way.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ
Right? I didn't prolong the sound.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or you can prolong the sound.
Yes.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ
Right? I prolong the mat. So, recite. All of you. Prolong the mat. For kind of five counts. Five to six counts. Okay. Go on. One, two, three.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ
أحسن. Fawad's battery just died.
I'm a kid.
But he's alive still. Alhamdulillah. So... وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ So, do we have any إِدْغَامِ إِخْفَاءِ إِظْهَارُ rule here? Who can find? I had given you three steps. First, find تنوين or نون ساكن. Second, take a look at the next letter. Third, check out what rule should you apply based on the letter coming after.
There's an إِظْهَار.
Okay, إِظْهَار. MashaAllah, because it's the letter Za, and Za is from the throat letters, yes? From Hamza ha ha kha ain ghain. Where is that?
Ikhfa. Unisile.
So it is?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Rest of the letters. Not yarmalun, not ba, not.
So why do we pronounce it like unzile?
We don't pronounce. You just pronounce it that way. I didn't.
You say woman. Okay.
No. Bima un. I hid the sound.
Bima
unzile. But that was your recitation. That
was just your said it fast.
Okay.
Because of that.
No, that was your recitation. No. Do not blame me. Okay. We have unzila ikhfa. And next one.
One more time
ikhfa. Do not change it forward to iqlab, okay? This is again the same. So, is there any noon sakin?
No.
MashaAllah. Could I lend you my glasses?
Min qablika.
Min qablika. Take a look.
Yeah,
min. Nun sakin qaf qablika. So, mashallah. It is qaf iqlab, yes?
Yeah,
yes.
No. Qutbajal, I don't know.
No, it's hard.
Qalqala.
No, not
Izhar. MashaAllah, Izhar. It's not Ghain, it's Qaf.
Ikhfa, it is also.
Ikhfa, again, rest of the letters.
Ikhfa and Qalqalatu.
But I told you, Qaf, Sheen, Qaf. The heavy letters, okay?
Yeah.
So there is a special ikhfa. Ikhfa, kind of a heavy ikhfa. Because your sound has to go kind of close to...
Is there any qalqala here?
Letter, yeah.
No qalqala. Qaf is mutaharriq. When qaf is sakin, qalqala is applied. So, min qablik. Can you say this?
Heavy ikhfa.
Yeah, heavy ikhfa. Can you say this? Min qablik.
Min qablik.
That's it. Just kind of because it approaches to the letter qaf. Qaf is a heavy letter. That's why. Qa. And it has fatha as well.
Yes.
That's it. Is there any other rule as well?
Yes.
Hum. Mim sakin. What's the rule for mim sakin?
Nothing.
Hum yuqinun. It is ikhfa.
Hum yuqinun this way? That was when the letter ba comes.
Izhar.
Izhar.
Yeah.
No rule. Izhar. Nothing has changed.
And another dude, stop.
Okay. Good. Thank you so much. Thanks to all the friends who helped us hold this kind of sessions. Special thanks goes to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
In the limelight.
The rising cost of living, coupled with dwindling jobs, is unprecedented in British history and spells disaster for the poor people, who, on an average, account for 9,700 deaths each year because of living in a cold house. Please stay with us for an article in this regard, written by Kay Han, International Staff Writer. This article is published under the heading, Britain Going Down the Drain. Here's the story. Britain is finally going down the drain after centuries of looting world nations of their wealth through military occupation to build an exploitative economy that is now cracking and may fall apart in view of the fact there is no political leadership in London. The recent announcement of an 80% increase in electricity and gas bills, effective as of October, means an exceptionally cold winter, especially for classes at the lower rung of the socioeconomic ladder who will be hit the hardest by the runaway inflation. The rising cost of living, coupled with dwindling jobs, is unprecedented in British history and spells disaster for the poor people, who, on an average, account for 9,700 deaths each year because of living in a cold house. Almost all strata of the British society are alarmed at the impending economic downslide, as is evident by the postal workers' strike and the mass rail strikes. To make matters worse and further raise the cost of living, labor unions are planning a wave of coordinated industrial strike in the coming weeks. It is to be noted that among the group of the world's top seven economies, G7, Britain has suffered the highest inflation rate as price rises have reached a 40-year record. As we said, it is to be noted that among the group of the world's top seven economies, Britain has suffered the highest inflation rate as price rises have reached a 40-year record. This is not the result of the Ukraine crisis or Russia's decision to penalize West European countries by reducing the natural gas flow, of which Britain was never the recipient. Analysts point out that the crisis is largely due to the mismanagement of the economy by a series of incompetent administrations at the Whitehall, culminating in the chaotic premiership of Boris Johnson, who has left an economic mess for the next regime to deal with. It is still not clear who will head the next conservative regime, whether Foreign Secretary Mary Liz Truss or the former Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, born in Britain to migrant parents of Indian Punjabi origin from East Africa. According to public opinions, both the candidates for the prime minister's post are incompetent and not expected to stem the economic rut, since both belong to rich families who do not feel the pains of the common man. This means 800,000 British children will face hunger this winter, since they don't qualify for free school meals. Britain is thus in the grip of unqualified politicians not much aware of realities around the world, which means they are politically naive persons whose policies may further ruin the national economy. Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With the light.
Iran is famous for its hand-knotted carpets and ancient art which have been loved for centuries and are never going out of style despite changing taste and increased competition from Asia. Striking geometric shapes that recall 20th century abstract art are what we expect to see in handmade Iranian rugs. But weavers and exporters have been forced to redesign a tradition dating back more than 2,000 years due to numerous problems. Carpet exporter Ahad Azimzadeh says, however, that a revolution is underway. Iranian rugs are known for dense, curving floral designs in rich colors. They were put on display in a recent exhibition that featured a rug with small squares of hypnotic diagonal blue and white lines and another depicting diamond and other patterns in gold silk. Some countries have overtaken Iran in the global market, but many say modern carpets will never replace the traditional ones, which are deep-rooted in Iranian culture. These days, computer technology is impacting every aspect of our life, providing a greater ability to place things, events and people within context. An Iraqi museum has started using the technology and virtual reality headsets to make exhibits interactive and to bring scenes back to life. Visitors can explore heritage sites destroyed by terrorist groups. Now using thousands of photographs, a group of local engineers have given a virtual rebirth to five historic sites in Mosul and the broader Nineveh province. That includes a mosque and its leaning minaret. But this museum brings sites back to life for the people who live in Mosul. Although large parts of the old city remain oceans of debris, authorities are trying to restore historic sites, mosques and churches in Mosul. A private museum along the Tigris River, which opened in mid-June, saw more than 4,000 visitors in its first month. The floating cinema of unknown waters is back in the Italian city of Venice, and spectators are getting buoyant to reach the annual Open Sea Film Festival. On board rowing boats, motorboats, gondolas and whatever capable of floating, spectators sail to the shallows behind the Giudecca Island for this one-of-a-kind cinematic experience. The audience can watch the program from their own boat or a barge with chairs for those without floating transportation. The event consists of a series of screenings, performances and presentations on a floating platform and is held for 12 nights in the Venetian Lagoon.
A new bird species has been discovered on the southernmost islands of the Americas. Biologists are baffled.
Discovering new bird species is very, very difficult and rare because the world has been more focused on observing birds. Therefore, this means the discovery site is unique in the sub-Antarctic zone, on which Chile has important sovereignty. This raises the importance of caring for the environment and unique ecosystems, as these sites will allow us to carry out research on climate change, new species and behaviors.
The tiny bird weighs only 16 grams and has a large beak with black and yellow streaks along its body. Researchers say the animal is a subcategory of a species typically found in the Patagonia forest and inhabits tree trunks. But the newly discovered cousin has surprised scientists as it learned to burrow and live in a harsh tundra climate with bitter temperatures. The Diego Ramirez archipelago where the bird was found is an isolated bit of land. It also lacks mammalian predators and woody plants. Biologists and researchers from Chilean universities and various academic centers studied the birds for 6 years before announcing the new species. The next moonshot is finally getting closer. NASA says it's ready to test its next-generation rocket ship on an epic launch set for August the 29th as part of its mission to send people to the moon.
This new deep space exploration system is going to take us back to the moon and to new science discoveries that we can't even imagine yet. NASA is about to make history with this first flight of the Artemis program.
The mega rocket combines the Space Launch System, or SLS, and the Orion crew capsule it will carry to space. The rocket is due to blast off for a test drive from the U.S. base Kennedy Space Center, sending an empty crew capsule around the moon and back to the Earth. The Artemis 1 test flight is planned to take 6 weeks. It's meant to rigorously stress the systems to determine whether the vehicle is ready to safely carry astronauts. The program aims to establish a long-term lunar colony as a stepping stone to the even more ambitious future voyages that will send people to Mars. The SLS represents the biggest new vertical launch system NASA has built since those flown in the 1960s and 70s. And this story will tell you about what could be the bright side of climate change. And that's the discovery of dinosaur tracks dating back to 113 million years ago. The tracks were found in the U.S. state of Texas, where drought has dried up parts of Paluxy River. Experts say the tracks belong to a two-legged dinosaur with small arms and weighing 7 tons. They say dinosaurs made the prints as they roamed muddy areas over 100 million years ago. The prints were then covered over with sediment due to a flood. And after that, they turned into limestone, protecting the prints. The experts say the tracks have not been seen either before or in decades. Age does not matter, it's the heart that counts. A Guatemalan female footballer has proved that there is no point one should worry about the age. 57-year-old Alma Salazar has a passion for soccer and takes care of her team's goalpost. Known as Flying Granny, she launches herself and deflects a ball that's looking for the nets. The passion for the sport was born when she was 19 years old. She started training with a men's team where she often found a place as a goalkeeper. Since then, Alma has played for several professional and amateur football clubs. In her room that overlooks a local stadium, Alma keeps trophies she has won on a table, most of them as the least defeated goalkeeper. Locals praise her as an unbeatable goalkeeper.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
The evolution of robots has been one of the fascinations of recent technological developments. And now the most cutting-edge achievements in that department were presented to the public during a conference in Beijing. The four-day annual World Robot Conference was held both offline and online. It featured three major events, including forum, expo, and competition. On display were more than 500 sets of robots from 130 companies from China and abroad. The conference gave an idea of how the future of humanity will be impacted by the automations. It shows how they can contribute to different sectors, from the restaurant industry and medicine to elderly care, agriculture, and manufacturing. An inflatable building that explores how people would potentially live on Mars has been unveiled in the British city of Bristol. It's a two-story structure with an area of 570 square feet powered by solar panels. It's designed to cope with temperatures as low as minus 63 degrees Celsius. Although the Martian house will be displayed above ground, its lower level will be fully buried to maximize protection against the harsh environment on Mars. Inside, the top floor features a hydroponic living room filled with decorative plants that feed into a circular wastewater system. A team of experts helped develop the design, taking into consideration the complexity of transporting materials to the Red Planet and what is already there.
So in the gold inflatable structure which you see above you, that's the main living space of the Martian house. It's gold to reflect dangerous solar rays and cosmic radiation, and it's inflatable because it would be filled with a special concrete made of the dust and water that you find on Mars, again to protect you from those dangerous solar and cosmic rays.
The Martian house was envisioned by local artists 7 years ago. The artists also brought together space scientists, architects, that is architects, engineers, designers, and even school children. The space age dwelling explores what a house on Mars could be like and is meant to for research and experiments about the future. The major objective of the project, however, is to provoke questions about living more sustainably with the resources at hand here on Earth. Japanese plastic food artisans are showcasing their mouth-watering artificial creations at an exhibition in Japan's capital city, Tokyo. From the Leaning Tower, a pizza, to fish slicing and cooking, or even the quirky stacked pancakes, you can find almost everything at the exhibit. Other sculptors, including a deep-fried shrimp with four breaded legs scaling a mountain of shredded cabbage like a tiger. Another creation on display is a Tetris game made of chicken. Plastic food artists get really excited for the exhibition each year as they are given a chance to practice their own spin on creativity, bringing food to life with curious characters.
So normally we have to follow orders from clients. We take their views on board when we're making items. Normally that's our work. But for the competition, you can use your imagination. How it finally ends up is totally up to you. I like that aspect of it.
There are some 60 sculptors on display. Some are silly, but others highlight the artist's skills. The models were made with the same careful detail as the rock-solid noodle soups and crispy-looking plastic snacks on display outside Japanese restaurants. There is a lucrative business for them in Japan.
The forest management plays a key role in mitigating climate change. Like many world countries, China has accelerated environmental and social structural changes in urban spaces to deal with this pertinent issue. The Donggu Forest Park is one such project that has provided city dwellers enough space to breathe. It comes into being from what local people usually called rotten woods. The park on the northern bank of the Xialinge River covers an area of nearly 120 hectares. Nobody would come there before, as the place was full of flies and mosquitoes. But now, with the environment improved and water cleaned in the river, the place has turned into a wonderland, attracting locals and even foreign tourists.
Now the sky is blue, the water clean and the air fresh, with green greeting you wherever you go. The elderly play Tai Chi or do bodybuilding exercises here. Young people play football, basketball and table tennis.
Over the past 20 years, a large number of cities in China have undergone a brief but rapid urban expansion. Most of these cities are now facing social problems such as an aging population and a high prevalence of chronic diseases. A comprehensive environmental improvement program in the area was initiated in 2014 in order to create space for those who want to take a break from their everyday works.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.